up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. And with me across the screen is my trusty co-host Ryan.
What's going on?
We're celebrating episode 500.
500. I was going to say, you didn't say it right away. Held back for a second.
Held back
500.
A little bit.
It's wild.
Episode 500 of the podcast, which I feel is crazy. And I was looking back today. The first episode was in 2015.
You're spoiling some of my fun. No.
Yeah. Well, part of the podcast this week is we're going to be going back and looking at some of the things that we were talking about over the years and maybe how things have changed and, you know, some of the things that we were reviewing and all that kind of stuff. So we're definitely going to be doing that. We have a lot to talk about as far as reviews and other stuff that's going on in the tech world as well. So we're going to have all of that. We are also giving away something that's
old,
very coveted these days, is a 32 gig kit of DDR5. This is from XCG. This is our Lancer Blade, non-RGB, but it's 5600 megahertz and 2 16 gig DIMMs. So this is like gold right now. This is like currency. So we are giving this away. I figured out how to do the giveaway on the stream. So we're going to be doing it live with everybody who's in here. So stay tuned for that. We will do a couple things where you can get entries. So as you listen, you know, we'll give you how you can enter, but we'll be doing it live on stream, and it's only for people that are on the live stream. So if you're on the live stream, just stay tuned. I'll let you know how you can enter, and I actually have to bring that page up. But before we get into anything, this week is sponsored by our friends over at MSI. And let me bring up my screen. I didn't even share my screen yet. Didn't do anything. Let's see here. There we go. By our friends over at MSI and their MPG A1250GS PCIe power supply. So if you're somebody who's gaming, but you're also maybe doing some AI stuff, this might be the perfect power supply for you, because it does have the dual native 12V2X6 connectors here. So if you're running multiple graphics cards, doing AI workloads, it's going to be the perfect thing here. Of course, it's PCI 5.1 ready. And again, it's 80 plus gold. It has a 10-year warranty. So like your peace of mind is there when it comes to longevity. And one thing I love about this power supply is that individually sleeved cables. That's like, once you get a power supply that has not, for so long, so many power supplies were like those flat cables, which are fine.
Yeah, which were better than just a mess of spaghetti cables, but yeah.
But individually sleeved cables is great, and this power supply has those as well. So if you do want to learn more, go to thinkcomputers.org/A1250GS and give you all of the information on this power supply, and you can pick one up if you're in need of a new power supply. But definitely good. I love that 10-year warranty on there as well. So
for sure,
definitely go ahead and check that out. Also, as I talked about, we have a lot to talk about this week, and we do have our full show notes page. So our show notes page has everything that we are going to be talking about this week. Bring that up for you guys. So we're going to be looking back at, again, some of the things that we've been talking about over the past 11 years, which is wild. Our reviews and our news this week. And I have some pretty cool tech stuff that I've been messing with over the past couple of weeks, because we did take a couple of weeks off. So we're going to be talking about that stuff as well. So everything that we're going to be talking about is linked in the show notes. If you guys want to follow along with us in the live chat right now, of course, we have one of our regulars, Old Man, is in the chat. So hopefully maybe he'll win the DDR5. And actually, let me bring up that giveaway page. Let's see here. Got to do this live, because I don't know.
We're a little rusty tonight because we've been off for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we've taken some time off. Let's see here. Let me put this in. Oops. Let's do start collecting. Okay, we're good. I think we're good. So, but yeah, 500 episodes. It's crazy that this started in 2015. And shout out to Derek, who I did the podcast with initially. He was my initial co-host. So shout out to him for doing a ton of episodes with me. And let's go back to that first episode, episode one.
February 27th of 2015. And yeah. I put it into Google, and that's 11 years, 6 months, and 13 days ago.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
The old man in the chat says he was using an Intel 2500K when he first subscribed. And that was, that CPU was a goat. Yeah. I mean, it's good to see that you've been along for this long journey. Yeah. This is the old logo, the old, podcast logo and everything like that.
Even the Think Computers guy is a little different, you know?
Yeah. It's a little different. And everything like that. And some of the things that we were reviewing at the time, like a Corsair H100i GT, like just an older liquid CPU cooler. This is before screens on the pump block and no RGB lighting on this or anything like that.
The one I thought was cool was like the HyperX Cloud 2, right? Like just one of those classic.
One of the best gaming headsets I've ever reviewed was the HyperX Cloud 2. And I used this for years. For years on end, I used this headset. Super comfortable. I love this headset. It was, like I said, there's like tech items you use. Like you usually use like a keyboard and a mouse and your monitor and your headset for years.
Yeah.
And I use this headset forever. Every time I would get another headset in to review it, I'd always come back to this one because it was so comfortable. So such an iconic, headset there. And like some of the stuff that we were talking about, like frozen CPU shutting down.
Mm-hmm. The second story, though, I think is the biggest.
Yeah, the memory issue on the GTX 970. Everybody remembers that when they said it had what, four
had
gigs?
But it didn't. It had 3.5 of like the speed you expected, and then the other half a gig was not as performant. So yeah.
Yeah. Whoops. So that was and then Intel's 14 nanometer Skylake desktop CPU delay launch or launch delayed. NVIDIA has 76% of the market share. NVIDIA's new gaming platform, which I believe was the what was their little console thing called? Their handheld?
I don't remember.
They had that.
Well, and then the Apple Watch was just coming out also, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, Apple Watch was just coming out. That's wild. That was our first episode of the podcast. So all the way back in February of 2015. Old Man in the chat says, didn't that headset come with a copy of Rainbow Six Siege? Probably. We were getting, I feel like back 10 years ago, 11 years ago, we got a lot more when it came to our headsets, motherboards. Like there was, the bundles were better. The gaming bundles, there have been some good gaming bundles with graphics cards and CPUs lately, but I feel like we just got a little bit more when it came to buying a gaming headset or something like that. So we'll fast forward to episode 100.
Yep.
Episode 100. And this was in May 14th of 2017. So 2 years later, still doing it with Derek here. And liquid CPU cooler, gaming chair, Patriot Hellfire M.2 in 2017. It is 480 gig drive there. Gen 3.
Yep.
I really love this gaming chair too.
I don't even know the Tesoro.
I don't even know if Tesoro is a company anymore.
I reviewed one of them as well.
Yeah. Are they even a company anymore?
It was actually
still the website's still there. Yeah, they I really enjoyed this gaming chair and actually used it for quite a while. This is my old setup. I used to have this old setup that I have like all the boxes in the background, and I built these shelves for it and everything. It's like the old review background, and this is when I lived in Pittsburgh, so this is quite old here. And then the Fractal Design Celsius S24, was this their might have been one of their first liquid CPU coolers there. So again, remember, no RGB lighting, that wasn't a big thing, or you know. So that was our reviews. And then as far as news in 2017, AMD Vega was like all over the news. E3 2017. E3 doesn't even exist anymore.
I know, it's just gone.
Yeah. X299 motherboards. Like, yeah. I remember when high-end desktop was like so special.
You're waiting on the 7740K. Yeah.
Yeah. The big talks of when microtransactions started happening on gaming in 2017, EA earns $1.297 billion off microtransactions. Yeah, man.
Like, it's kind of wild.
Yeah. Just the things, how things changed. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, interesting. Very, very interesting on, you know, episode 100. Well, fast forward again to episode 200.
And there's a new guest host by episode 200.
Yeah,
that's, but that's, do you know what episode I joined on?
I don't.
Full-time co-host.
I don't
know. 194.
194, okay.
Yep.
So Ryan joined the podcast 194, and episode 200, we had some cool stuff here as well. And again, this is like another setup change for me as far as different setups. And I believe this is when we started doing the video, like we were doing video too, because the podcast we was audio.
Say, yeah, we had just started because I watched this video and I was like, oh, or maybe I watched my first one and we had just started doing video. We were like, oh, yeah, we're trying this video thing again and it seems to be working. And so,
yeah, we started doing video. And I think, didn't we start doing it over Skype?
Oh, man. Maybe.
I think we did.
The first couple? Yeah, I don't think we were on
StreamYard. No, we weren't on StreamYard. And like, I remember we used to do the transcripts with Otter AI. Remember that?
Yep. Yep.
So I took a look at this really interesting chair from Autonomous, which is like, this is like all rubber. It was really interesting chair. And again, this is like my old setup. I don't even have this desk anymore. This white desk. I got rid of the white desk. And then RGB fans. And again, this was such a big thing at the time because like RGB fans were just starting, you know, especially ones that you can control. And with the Corsair ones, these were like their big thing because you could control the center RGB and the outside RGB independently. And at the time, and this is like, so, you know, completely normal now, but at the time, this was such a big deal. And there were 16 RGB LEDs in each fan and it was such a big deal. And I remember this case too. And this case was like the perfect way to test them because it had like this glass front and it just allowed you to show off the fans and stuff. But again, I changed up my background with these. These are like the IKEA. I don't know what these are, but these are IKEA shelves.
Alex or something, I think.
Those are the drawers. These are called something else. I miss these because I love
the Alex. No, the Alex are the drawers.
Alex are the drawers. Yeah. But, yeah, I miss these because these were perfect for like, you can see how like the motherboard boxes just fit in there perfectly. And instead of the graphics card boxes, like I miss having those. So those are some of the things that we were reviewing. And then as far as like
the video, there was a video, we had the ROG Crosshair 8 Hero motherboard. I'm still using that motherboard in my main system with my 5800X3D. I'm like, wait a sec. I was like looking at the year again. I was like, hang on, that's 2019. Like,
yeah. That's
kind of, but the system's great. No complaints.
Things last a while. You know what I mean?
AM4. Yep.
Yeah, and then like 5700XT stuff. AMD could reveal RDNA 2 GPUs at CES 2020. NVIDIA could release an RTX 2080 Ti, you know. DeepCool, I mean, DeepCool's still around, but they're not available to be sold in the United States. And they're still making really cool stuff. I always see them at Computex. You know, Half-Life Alyx, remember that game? Yep. Didn't you play that on your...
For about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's one of many that I would love to play at some point.
Yeah. So that was episode 200 in 2019. And we'll fast forward to episode 300. And that is when you see the, you know, for each episode, we'd have an actual thing and put the pictures. And this is kind of the format that we've been going with four different pictures to kind of describe what we're talking about on the podcast each week. And yeah, like Patriot Viper VPN 110 in 2021. These are all like coveted items now. like storage. Yeah. And the, still these days, like this is still very coveted things. One of my favorite keyboard brands, and yep. I haven't taken a look at some of their newer stuff, but I love this keyboard, the IQNIX L80 Formula. This is one that put your function row sort of at an angle. Let me see if I can find it. I'm not sure in the review. It's kind of hard to see because it's white. Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, all these pictures can't blurred be loaded because, yeah, but like you can, it's really hard to see. But yeah, the, yeah, this was one of my favorite keyboards. I still have this keyboard. One of my favorite keyboards, super comfortable. And I love IQNIX, at least the stuff they, yes. they were doing previously. I haven't reviewed anything recently, but really, really great keyboard there. And then this low profile keyboard. I don't even remember this one. I don't remember. Oh, I remember this one. Yeah, this one of our old writers. Oh, yeah. I should probably bring it up, huh? One of our old writers, Tyler. This was like a very like Mac-esque keyboard, low profile. So that was the reviews. And then some of the articles, in NVIDIA delays 3070 Ti and RTX 3080 refreshes. Intel Arc Alchemist, when the GPUs were getting kind of leaked, the Intel stuff.
Yep.
Intel's new stock cooler. Yeah, that's a lot of interesting stuff. Oldman in the chat says, I've seen stories about people buying cheap office PCs used. The RAM and SSDs in them are gold now. Yeah. And especially when they have like when places go out of business or they're like liquidating offices, like yep. you can buy these things in bulk and like just pull the SSDs and pull the memory. And like right now you're kind of gold, especially good.
Oh, I was going to say there was a guy on Reddit that had bought like some servers from a guy locally, and it had like 1.98 terabytes of DDR4 in it. And he was able to sell it for like $8,000 or $9,000, I think.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Needed to just look up those like auctions, you know, trying to
find
something. So then we'll fast forward episode 400. So this was March 20th, 2024. So very recently.
Yes.
But it did have some cool reviews. Fractal Design North XL, not the original North, which I also reviewed, but the XL. And this is the this previous setup. This is not current. This is true. Previous. Yep. I'm still using this desk back here.
Yep.
But this is the previous setup. And what's kind of funny is I just got some stuff in to redo this setup, which you guys will be seeing in some upcoming videos. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, the North was such an iconic case when it came out. And then they made a larger version, which was definitely requested by so many people. And I still think, you know, Fractal Design was one of the first people to do it with the wood on the front. And it actually looked good. You know, so this was such an iconic case at the time. And then ThinkPad P14S Gen 4. And this was a kind of like a mobile workstation. It was actually kind of fun to test this. You know, we think of,
I remember this one,
all the gaming stuff and everything like that, but like a mobile workstation. It had an RTX A500, 64 gigabytes of DDR5, which is like highly coveted now.
Yes.
1 terabyte M.2 SSD in this. And this was actually kind of fun to test as like a mobile workstation, not necessarily a gaming machine, which I normally do reviews of gaming laptops. So that was definitely fun to take a look at. And then as for our stories, finally, the Core i9-14900KS Special Edition processor.
There's one on there that the RTX 4070 Ti was being discounted to $649. And it's like, what do you mean discounted? But now if you try and buy that card now, it's over $1,000.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, just like Corsair RMX Shift PSUs with side mounting connections. Wow. That was a big thing.
That far?
I mean, that was 2024. 2024, yeah.
It's, oh my gosh.
2 years
that
ago.
That feels like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
No, but yeah. It seems a lot closer.
Yeah. I don't even know if you can get the original ROG Ally was out, and the you know, this is a price drop news on that. Switch 2 to support DLSS. I mean, this is like early Switch 2 news.
Yep.
yeah, that was kind of going on about, like I said, back in March of 2024, and now we're in 2026. So that's kind of like a look back at some of the things that we've been talking about over the last 11 years. Is there anything else that stands out for you?
Oh, I mean, there's so many. I just thought it would be cool to, yeah, just highlight those like centennial episodes to see what was going on at each 100 mark, you know, like who knows, like we keep this thing rolling. What are we going to talk about on episode 1,000? Right.
Oh, yeah. Another 500 episodes. Yeah. I mean,
I just retired, so yeah. I've had more time. And no.
Yeah. I mean, that's a cool thing about it is being able to look back and see all the different things that, you know, we've taken a look at or talked yep. about. And even like, you know, guys, like if you're out there and like, just put like some content on YouTube, even if you don't share it, like, or make it public, like you just, you know, it's unlisted or private, like you can go back and see it. And like, I go back and like, look at like Think Computers videos from like 15 years ago. And I'm like, oh my God.
But then you remember, you know, some stuff that like even happened that day or like when you were recording, you're like, oh, I remember this happened, or I had to retake this shot because I kept screwing this up. Right.
Yeah.
It just like triggers those memories. Yeah.
Yeah. So put whatever you know, we have social media and stuff, but like put stuff online because, you know, you can go and look back. And that's what's so cool about this podcast is we've been doing it for 11 years and we can look back and just see all the cool stuff we had the chance to take a look at or things we were talking about at the time and see how we've changed, you know, how Ryan and I have changed over that time too. So, but yeah, thanks guys for, man, 11 years. That's crazy. I was thinking about it.
But how, when did you start the site? What year?
I started when I was in high school as like a thing to talk about the computer that I built.
Right. Yeah.
So
you waited quite a while to even start the podcast.
Yeah. And podcasting was just like very new. Was very new.
Yeah.
You know, very, very new. So yeah. Cause I remember we used to host the files on archive.org, I think, or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had a thing where you could host MP3s for free, and we did the hosting for free and distribution through that for a while. And then we use a service now called Audio Boom, and you upload to there, and then it pushes it out to like Spotify, iTunes, and everything like that. But for like a while, I would upload the file to, I'm pretty sure it was archive.org, and then get that URL and then post that into all of those things to make it work, you know, but I was like, this is too much work. It's like, yeah. So we use another service now that just pushes everything out, which is great, but it's so cool to see how like all that's changed and everything's so easy now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So thanks guys for, again, you know, if you've been around for a while, if this is your first time listening, everything like that, you know, just thank you guys. Definitely appreciate it. And it's definitely fun to talk about tech every week. Talking about tech, like I said, we are going to be giving away the Lancer Blade DDR5 memory kit. This exact one that I'm holding in my hand. And if you guys do want to enter, all you have to do in the chat, whether you're on YouTube, Facebook, on X, if you're in the chat, or, you know, live chat, just type hashtag DDR5, all capital. That will get you your entry in. That's all you have to do. So it's just hashtag DDR5, all capitals. Put it in the chat, put it in the live chat, and you will be entered to win this DDR5 kit. So definitely go ahead and do that. Let's move on to reviews. And it's been a couple of weeks, so we have a handful of things. First, we're going to talk about two cases. And for those cases, we're going to start with Height, and we took a look at their Y50 RGB, and this is their latest three-panel panoramic case. I would say it's their most refined, and it's also their most accessible as far as price, because it's only $100. Okay. So $100 will get you into a Y-series case from Height, and we have a full video, too, if you want to check out the video. But this case, you know, the thing with the Y series is when it started, it was very proprietary in what you could fit inside. It didn't necessarily fit. You had to put your graphics card vertically. in the original. You know, the side mounts could only fit, I think, like a 280 in the side or a 240. Like, it, you didn't have the 360 like you have here. And you can do a 360 in the top of this as well. And it was just very proprietary and things like that. In height, with all of their products, is kind of moving away from all of that proprietary and making everything very accessible. So as far as the case goes, you know, it's going to come with technically four fans. This is actually a fan array. So this is a single 360 millimeter fan array here. Comes pre-installed ARGB fans with a standard 3-pin ARGB connector, which is great. And then you have the one here on the rear, which is a 120. So four fans included in, you know, with this case. You have that panoramic glass, which is great. And it's just like a good case. You know, if you want to show off your system, this is going to be a case that does that. And I believe it's up to ATX as far as, you know, your motherboard support goes. Lots of cooling options. The top 360 millimeter, no removable bracket for cooling, but it's, I mean, it's so easy to get this installed. You just take the top off the case and everything like that. Looking at the back again, you know, normal graphics card support. So you don't have to install your graphics card vertically, which I think is a really good thing. And then you can see the dual compartment design with your power supply over here. And then you have some storage back there, which I will show you. And one thing I really like that they've done is I'll show a picture of the inside. The bottom of the case has this sort of step design here. And right here below the case, you can install two more fans for even more cooling. But I like that they had this case sort of has a bottom and you're not just seeing the fans. I really like that about this case as well. And then looking at the back of it here, these cable routing holes in these kind of rubber inserts really guide your cables too. They're not the cheap ones that fall out or anything, and they really guide your cables. So I really, really like that as well. And then you have your mounts here for hard drives, and this can support either six 2.5 inch drives or two 2.5 inch drives and two 3.5 inch drives. So a really, I mean, this is not necessarily a big case by any means, and you can install six hard drives in this, which is pretty good for, you know, a small case. And it's available in a ton of different colors too. I think there's five different colorways on this. I really like it, as you can see from the build, like very clean, and everything like that. And you can see how well these cable routing holes are positioned, RGB fans. And for $100, you really can't go wrong. Oh, I was wrong. It's EATX, not just ATX, EATX. The only thing issue that I had for a new case coming out in 2026, the Type C is not Gen 2x2. Would have liked to have seen that. But beyond that, it's a great case, easy to build in. Everything goes where, and it comes with four fans. So you don't have to buy any fans right away. I believe all the other Y series cases, I don't believe they came with fans. I know the Y70 didn't come with any fans. And this comes with everything that you need to get started out of the box. So I really, really like that. So I give it a 9 out of 10. Definitely check out the review in the video if you are interested. Old man said, the price of the Y50 is incredibly competitive. If he was looking for a case, he would have bought that instead of the thermal take. Yeah. I mean, it's so competitive. And I think because people aren't buying, building new computers right now because of the price of everything else, you're going to see really good prices when it comes to cases and other components that aren't, you know, dependent on, say, copper and other things. So very great price on this. So I really, really like that. And then I took a look at the Fractal Design Summit. So we have a new case from Fractal Design, a new case series, which they are calling Summit, and it has wood. We were just talking about the Fractal Design North having the wood. This has wood, but it's a little bit different because it's not on the front. As you can see, it wraps around the front. And this is real wood. It's either going to be oak or walnut that goes around. And then the feet of the case are real wood as well. So you have that little bit of wood accent, but you still have high airflow in the front. And again, you know, you can get this in different versions, which I'll show you the different color options that you get. So I reviewed the Chalk White TG, which has the window. You can get it in white or black, and then you can get it in a complete blackout, which has all black wood around the front. And then they have an ambience blackout that has an RGB strip that goes around the front as well. I don't know why they didn't do that in the white. Would have liked to see that in the white.
Yeah, that would look cool.
And the difference between the chalk white and the black is the normal black, not the blackout, will have a darker wood around it, and the feet are darker. This is going to be lighter. But really nice case, and I think they brought so many elements of their other cases into this case. So incredibly easy to build in. You know, has a GPU support bracket, as you can see. One of the first cases of theirs that supports BackConnect motherboards. So you have BackConnect motherboard support. And I just love like how they have their pre-installed fans. And these are their newer fans, all pre-installed. And these are 140s, not 120s. So you have three 140 millimeter fans all included. This is a removable bracket too. So if you wanted to switch the fans out, install a radiator, whatever you wanted to do, you can take this entire bracket out, which is really, really nice. And the top of the case is the same way. And you can see how that wood wraps around. We do have our connections. This is actually a buy two, which is nice. And you can see the top of the case. They do have that little fabric pull tab on the top. And then that comes off, and you have support for up to a 360 millimeter radiator in the top there, which is nice. So you have 360 in the front, 360 in the top. You can see with the TG panel, it's a completely clear panel, giving you a full view into your system. And you can see how cool the wood looks from like a side view, especially with the wood feet there. So I really, really like that. And then on the back, pretty simple design. You have room for a fan here. Of course, your expansion slots and your power supply is going to be at the bottom. And there is a pull-out filter. So again, you can, you know, just pull it out and clean that off if you want to. Getting inside, as I said, this does support BackConnect motherboards. You have a GPU support bracket, and you can see this large cable routing hole. There's a ton of holes to route all of your cables easily, but they just have one kind of main one right here. Lots of room for long graphics cards up to 425 millimeters, up to extended ATX motherboards, and like I said, BackConnect motherboard support. There is a sort of GPU air guide here. So when there's front fans, this little air guide pushes air directly onto your GPU for better cooling overall. And actually, in my testing, this case did better than other cases when it comes to GPU cooling. So this little
I like that
air guide definitely works. So I really, really like that. And this is really easy to build in as well. And one thing I really like that they've done too is on the back here, you have these sort of hard drive brackets. They're not trays. They're two individual brackets that come off, and you can make them bigger or smaller. So you can make them bigger to support a 3.5 inch drive. You can make them smaller to support a 2.5 inch drive. And the cool thing about them is that if you're using a BackConnect motherboard, they can't be here because these are all the back connections. So you can actually move them over here, which is nice. And then your cable guides, you can move those to the center of the case. So I really like, you know, they kind of thought of all that and allowed you to really easily kind of move things around as you wish. And the cable guides are nice. We saw these on previous Fractal Design cases, and they're just like these plastic pieces that kind of just come off and then slide back on, and you kind of route your cables down into them. Really easy to use and everything like that. And then as far as like the build goes, super easy. You can see how those removable brackets come off just like that. Power supply goes in the back. Everything went in really easily. You can see like this is what my build looks like. And, you know, that's what the back of the case looks like. Really easy to kind of move everything around and route everything. And had really no issues with this case at all. I gave this one a 9 out of 10 and recommended award. Now, it is pricey. It's $169.99. We talked about the height being $99.99.
Yeah.
This is $169.99. It does come with three 140 millimeter fans that are very nice, very quiet. You know, with Fractal Design, you have the real wood. You also have like a pretty much all metal inside, no real plastic. But it is expensive. That's what I would say. It's expensive. $169.99 for the version that we reviewed. And there's also no exhaust fan. So you get those three fans in the front, but you don't get an exhaust fan. So that would have been nice. And there's, I don't know why there's not an ambience model in white. I would have liked to see some, you know, some RGB lighting on the white. So, but yeah, check out that review. And we also have a video on the channel for that one as well. And then we'll move on to an liquid CPU cooler that has a hologram on it.
Yeah.
So this is
really cool.
This is the Trix Holo. And you can see from the picture, I'm putting my hand behind it to show you that it is like a hologram. So this is their latest liquid CPU cooler, 360 millimeter cooler. And it has this sort of design that uses like a beam splitting sort of technology that gives you this sort of holographic display. It's actually pretty interesting. And we'll just go into showing you kind of what that looks like. So it's kind of like in this, the way it works is it's kind of like in this like box that you can, I have it angled out here and then you can see through it and they have a light, a little LED. So you can see that there's things behind it. And this is one of their default animations, which is like some eyes. You know, this is another one of their animations. And you can see that we're seeing through this
right
to our motherboard, which is pretty cool. And you can see kind of what that looks like.
So it kind of floats there.
Yeah, it kind of floats there. Now, this picture has a white background, so but you can still see through it a little bit. And then you can like play videos on it. You can do all the things you can normally do on an AIO with a screen on it. You know, play videos, GIFs, all that kind of stuff. This is one of the coolest things I did, though. I did like a Matrix GIF, and then you can display up to three different system stats on here. So I did that, and I feel like that looks the best with this. I think it looks really cool and gives it a really, really cool look. You can see it there. And again, you can see through it, which I think is really cool. Beyond that, it uses a 360 millimeter fan array. So not three 120 millimeter fans, a single piece fan array, which is really great because you can get this sort of RGB lighting like you see here and around everything, not on each individual fan. Although the center of the fans also have ARGB lighting. So it looks really good. The issue that I have is that, you know, when it comes to screens, we're seeing really high fidelity screens come out, really nice OLED screens and things like that when it comes to an AIO. And, you know, this sort of holographic display, this is not going to have that same type of fidelity. So it is a sort of niche product. If you want this, it's going to be the perfect thing. It works really well. It's super cool, but you're not going to have that fidelity where things are a little harder to see. And it's just not, it's not the same. So I would say it's a very niche product. I do think that if you want something like this, like here's the build with it, you know, if you want something like this, it's going to look really cool.
Yeah,
it's going to look really, really cool and really interesting. As far as performance goes, it's kind of, you know, it does its job. It's nothing insane. So I gave it an 8 out of 10. You know, it doesn't have a universal mounting bracket, which I've gotten used to on some of these AIOs.
Yep.
So you have to take, you know, it ships with an Intel bracket. We install an AMD, so you have to take that off. Again, you're not getting that same visual fidelity that you would get from a more traditional AIO with a screen on it. And again, there's better performing coolers out there. Not that it performs bad, but there are better performing coolers out there too. But again, if you're looking for something like this that you can kind of see through to your motherboard and you want that unique effect, you know, Trix is known for this. They were the first one to kind of do the curved. Yep. Then we saw the stage. And now they have this. So they're really unique with what, you know, what's kind of on your pump block and what that looks like. And this is something that's very unique and very cool. Old man in the chat says he likes the 360 millimeter fans. It simplifies the wiring and makes for a much cleaner build. Yeah. Yep. And that's the thing is like with that single fan array, there's no daisy chaining or anything like that. There's just a, you know, you have your fan cable and your ARGB cable that come off of that. So that's all the cabling that's there. So again, it's really, like I said, really easy to, you know, do that. And the fans do come pre-attached too. So
just nice.
If you're if you're doing an install like this, like most people would be, you don't even have to install the fan array, but the fan array is only held on by four screws. So if you were going to clean, you know, take it out, clean it out, whatever you're going to do, it's going to be really easy compared to, what is it, four screws per fan and three fans. So that would be 12 screws, which I've done and Ryan has done as well. And it's not fun. So yeah, I really like it. I think it's cool. And it's cool that Trix is trying different things and giving us something different than just the normal screen, right? So yeah, I gave it an 8 out of 10. Check out that review. I will have a video coming very soon on that one as well. And we will move on to news. Before we get into news, if anybody is here in the live chat for the giveaway, we're giving away, again, this right here, DDR5. If you guys want to enter, just type whether you're on X, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on YouTube, just hashtag DDR5 and DDR5 all caps. Just put that in the chat. And you will be entered to win. And I think we only have a couple entries. So very good chance that you're going to win the DDR5. So if, like I said, just get it in the chat. Hashtag DDR5, all capitals. Okay, we're going to get into news. And we've seen this and we've had this story over and over and over again. Yeah. But we're going to talk about it one more time.
What's going up in price now?
GPU prices go up 15%. Over the previous month, RTX 5090 is now $5,000.
No, thank you.
Yeah, $5,000. $5,000.
This is just based on memory prices.
Yeah,
is that where the most of that cost is increasing? Yeah,
yeah. And again, it launched at $2,000. RTX 5060 Ti is 53% above MSRP, and up to 70% higher in the US. Overall market is 28% above MSRP. And that excludes the 5090, which has just went up insanely in price. So yeah, the 5060, the 5060 is 450. 5070 is 800, 46% above launch price. But here's the cool thing. If you were at PAX West, you could buy
Founders Edition cards.
Founders Edition cards from NVIDIA directly for MSRP.
That's
so awesome. PAX West was going on this past weekend. If you were there, you could buy 5070, 5080, and 5090 at PAX West for their MSRPs. So $549 for the 5070. $1,000 for the 5080, $2,000 for the 5090. So Jacob That's over awesome. At NVIDIA, they said while supplies last. So I don't know how many they had, but this was the perfect opportunity if you were thinking about buying a graphics card to get it at its actual MSRP.
Yeah.
Founders Edition, this was the place. I mean, I think that you could just buy the 5090s and sell them even for $3,000.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you could sell them for a lot more. I mean, it was worth flying there and just doing that.
Exactly. This is like when I bought my original Surface Pro, like it was at a Microsoft event at Tech Ed. And like, you could buy one of the RT version and you could buy a Pro, and I bought one of each, and it just, you know, is like, this is the only because when they first came out, they were so hard to get. And so you had the opportunity. So if you've got the funds and it makes sense for you, this would be a great opportunity.
Yeah. Old man in the chat said he paid $900 for his 5080, which is a gigabyte. It's $1,600 on Newegg. Oh my God. Yeah. I feel like old man he's always got the deals. Well, no, he's always been like very good at getting things. I remember when, was it the 20 series or the 20 30s, series?
Yep.
Where he bought a pre-built.
Maybe it was the 30 series.
It was either the 20 series or 30 series, but he bought a pre-built to get the graphics card. And at the time, that was kind of the only ways you could kind of get graphics cards. And that was the way he got his graphics card. And now, like I said, he got his, 5080 for $900, and now it's $1,600. So I feel like he's always ahead of the market, it seems. So that's awesome. Talking about 5090s, another one melted.
Oh, what?
But this is actually, this is an interesting story because DLSS 5 was announced. People are testing it, and this happened during DLSS 5 testing, and it caused the GPU to spike, pulling over 600 watts for an extended period of time through the connector. And this was on an MSI card. And it did that. So DLSS 5, maybe don't test it right now. So 613 watts. And you can see it was pulling that for like
quite a while.
Yeah, through that one cable. So just another day, another melting cable story.
Meltgate 2.0. Yeah.
Now we talked about GPUs going up, and it looks like CPUs are going to get a price hike on the Intel side. Intel will be doing another 10% CPU price increase in October. So coming up next month, on their Core Ultra processors, you know, we're just going to keep on seeing this, I think, you know.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
I know I met with Dell, a reseller, a couple weeks ago, had a call just like looking at road mapping for future business type devices. And they're just kind of the same thing. It's like, if you need to order something or you need pricing on something, like, you got to price it and order it because the price is going to jump up.
Yeah.
Like, so every so often, it's crazy.
Yeah. So you're going to see price increase on CPUs. So if you're looking to get a Core Ultra, you might want to get it before next month to not get that 10% increase. And then talking about memory. So obviously we're in the worst memory shortage known to man, right now. And, you know, one of the up and coming players in the memory market is CXMT out of China. And we've seen their memory show up in Lenovo laptops and some other laptops, you know, as an alternative to like the big three, which is what, Samsung, Micron, and who else?
And SK Hynix.
SK Hynix, yeah. So instead of those three, now you have a fourth player, which again gives companies who are using these products more flexibility. It looks like CXMT has broken 10% global revenue share when it comes to DRAM.
So I wonder what that was like 6 months ago.
You can kind of see like this graph here. You know what I mean? CXMT had a Q1 of 2026 had 8%. They had 8%. They had 5%. They had 4%. So all the way back in Q2 of 2025, they had 4%, and they've gone from there to 10%.
Not bad.
Yeah. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron. I thought Micron was bigger than SK Hynix, but I guess not. But like, look at SK Hynix market share went down, and it's continuing 39, 33, 32, 29, 25. So you can see, you know, things are cutting into, you know.
Yep.
Pretty interesting to see that. Will we see consumer level CXMT products? I don't know about that, at least not in the United States. But you'll see a lot of integrations and a lot of NAND. So you might see like a Corsair or a somebody else making a DDR5 kit that the actual NAND is from CXMT. We'll see. Not sure, but pretty interesting to see that happen. Now, talking about DDR5, you want to be careful when you buy some DDR5. Looks like somebody ordered some DDR5, but it actually had DDR4 on it.
Oh, no.
And you can see the fake one versus the real one. And this is what the kit looked like, you know. It was DDR4 chips mounted on a DDR5 style PCB. So I assume it didn't boot. But these are actually DDR4 chips being sold as, because this is a DDR, because you guys don't know this little, it's kind of hard to see, but this is like the power PMIC that's only on DDR5. It's not on DDR4. I guess somebody took off the DDR5 NAND.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. Or maybe they're being made like this, like illegally, and they're getting put on there and then sold as is.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine it worked because it's DDR4 mounted on there. But another sophisticated scam, we've seen these from CPUs to GPUs to memory. With the price of memory and how coveted it is, we're going to see more things like this. And, you know,
Like first party sellers, you know, like buying from reputable sources, maybe that you've either got a history with or,
Sure you don't get and again, like, remember that, what was that, the Zotac thing? You know, it happened at the factory level. And Zotac, when they got the cards in, it's, they didn't think they were, that, what was it? The cards were gone. It was a backpack, like with a brick in it or something, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, these things can go all the way back to the factory, you know, which is kind of crazy. Yeah, so yeah. Moving on to some new products. I saw this and I was like, I use like a 58 gram mouse. How heavy is your mouse?
I don't remember off the top of my head. It's pretty light.
Yeah, probably like
within a couple.
Yeah, like 58
grams of that.
Yeah,
58 to 62 probably.
This company called XBAB, I guess that's how you say it, XBAB Tech, they're going to come out with a 25 gram full size mouse. So it's not small. Looks like this. And I'm just thinking, like, this is super light. This mouse I have is very light. And it would be.
What does that feel like?
Yeah, it'd be half of that. $169, September 22nd.
I mean, it comes with a price premium.
8,000 hertz pulling rate, uses the PAW3950 sensor.
I mean, it looks like they've got some cutouts at least on the bottom because you can see through it on that top down version or view there. So
I wonder what it's made out of, like what type of material.
It doesn't say.
I don't know.
Additive manufacturing. So multi-jet fusion additive manufacturing, so essentially 3D printing.
It's interesting. I've used, I haven't like used, but like at events, but it was smaller. It was like kind of the one of those mice that only they only had like the buttons sort of. I forget. It was like a Pulsar mouse, and I think it was at like 40 grams maybe. Yeah, but it wasn't. But this is, 25 grams is super light for a mouse. Super, super light.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
so
at that point, you've got, okay, so you've got the buttons on the side and then your finger buttons. Like, at what point do you start shaving material off of the button frame? Because if you've ever looked at like a mouse button underneath, it's just like this black plastic box with a little tab sticking up, right? Like, at what point do they start taking away weight from the body of that mouse button itself?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, this is kind of interesting at that weight, 25 grams. So but yeah, pre-orders are open. XBABtech.com if you want to check that out as well. We have little guy 2K in the chat. What's up?
I know we don't have it on the news, but there was like the new HyperX Pulsefire Haste 3, I think. 3 Pro maybe. That's going to use some carbon fiber in it. So
nice. Trying to get that weight down.
Trying to get that.
We're doing good, little guys. We're just doing the podcast. If you want to get in on the DDR5 giveaway, all you have to do in the live chat is just type hashtag DDR5 in all caps. Hashtag DDR5. It automatically enters you into the contest for this kit right here. Maybe I'll just keep the kit. I don't know. We're gonna give it away. We're definitely gonna give it away. So put that in the live chat if you want to get entered to win some DDR5. Talking about new products. Now, like we've seen, like there was like the Backbone, and then Razer had kind of a phone holder for to play games, but they were always kind of big.
Yes.
Like they took up a lot of space. Like I think I had the Razer one for a while, and it just took up too much space. It was just too big. Well, they've come out with a new one called the Prio, and it folds down into like credit card size, pocketable, and obviously it's for your iPhone or Android phone. to turn it into sort of like a gaming machine. And I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's not going to give you like as much functionality as like the bigger ones.
No, but it's,
but I think for like travel, especially like lightweight travel, this is great, or something to like just have with you. I mean, you can see just how small it is right there. You just put your phone right in the center, you know? But if it folds down into your pocket, which I really, really like, just making it really easy to take with you. And again, it's not going to take up as much space as the others did, which I've used previously. So I really, really like that. Simple type C for connection. Don't have to worry about anything else. $100, which is that Razer tax, I'd say.
Now, does it have a battery in it at all to like also provide? Without Bluetooth pairing or an internal battery. So nope. Okay.
Yeah. So it's just a single connection. Just, you don't have to. Yeah. But yeah, no, I like it. I like small things. I like when I'm traveling, I'm like, oh, I got to take this. I got to take this. And it's just like, you're like, oh, I'm just not going to take it. You know, but if something's small, I definitely like that there as well. And then this is probably, so IFA's going on right now. And one of the coolest things I've saw come out of IFA is Acer's Project DualPlay, which essentially is a mobile gaming console that kind of turns into a netbook. And you know, we have all of our stigma about a netbook, but it does look really cool, especially if you know these mobile gaming consoles are like, you know, close to $1,000. It's kind of like laptop level price, and you know to use it like a laptop, it's kind of hard, and like there's no keyboard, and you know, so they've come out with this Project DualPlay. Let's just watch the video to kind of show you. So this is, you know, you can kind of see what it looks like as a mobile game console, but then you can see it kind of flip. Let's see. So we watched the video. It looks like that. And play your games, you know, you can do all that. But then you'll see that the screen kind of opens and then flips. And now you have like a little laptop, essentially.
Like, that's cool.
I think that's pretty cool. So like, again, this is what it looks like as your, you know, normal mobile gaming console, right? Yep. And then it opens, you know, and sort of flips down to look like this, where you do have a keyboard, so you can kind of do some work or something like that. And if you think about it, this is the ultimate travel companion.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. Yeah. I want more info on this. Like, what's inside? Like, how much is it going to cost?
It is currently a
prototype, I'm sure.
Prototype, 8-inch.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you saw, like, there's the dual fan cooling. It's just a concept. But I like this because I like to have one device that I can do both things on. It's so hard to do it because of the form factors and everything like that. But again, you know, these mobile gaming consoles are full-on PCs. You know, if you think about any of them, like, you know, they can do full-on, like, they're not going to obviously replace a desktop, but when you think about a laptop, a lot of them are just as powerful, you know, like the, you know, AMD Z1 Extreme and some of the Extreme 2, and, you know, these can play games, but they can also, I mean, they're going to be, if they can handle games, they're not going to be a problem doing normal web browsing, you know, doing some work, email, things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The keyboard, I'm interested to see, like, is it thumb typing, you know, because you think about it being a handheld, you've only got so much space, like, or you're just doing some real tiny.
Like, yeah, it would be interesting to see. There are some videos from IFA of people using it, so if you guys should check those out. Those are on social media, but I like it. I think it's probably one of the more interesting things I've seen. If you're somebody who wants both, especially if you're traveling, and like, again, say like your workload is like email, teams. Like, you could do all that with this. You know what I mean? So that's what I think is really cool about it. And again, you have a full-on gaming machine that's small form factor. So like, if you are somebody who's also like, who's a traveler with like just a carry-on, you don't need a big laptop bag. Like, this can go on a back. Like, it's just, yeah, I like this. So no word yet on what's inside. No word yet on pricing, availability, anything like that. But maybe this will be like a whole new revolution of these. You know, we've seen kind of like that same form factor for a while when it comes to the mobile gaming console, you know, the ones that are like actual PCs. So maybe we'll see this as kind of like a newer, you know, the next generation of it.
It's going to be like the, what was that Motorola that slid, kick?
What was that called? Sidekick.
Sidekick. Yeah, like that's the form factor we're going to get. We're going to get all these larger sidekicks that slide out and you get your keyboard.
Yeah. Maybe. And we have seen some stuff like this. There was that I forget that one like years, maybe like 10 years ago, there was one that did that where like the keyboard slid down, but that was like thumb typing almost. It was, this seems like more of a keyboard, at least from what I've seen. So yeah, we'll keep you updated if we hear anything new on that. And also, Lexar announced the world's thinnest portable SSD, 3.8 millimeters. Like, this thing is just
tiny.
You know, you can see this is kind of like their ideas, like putting it right in the back of on your iPhone. Little. The thing that I don't like about it is the connector is proprietary. That's the way, that's how they're getting away with it, because normally you would have a type C, but this is too thin to have a type C. So they have this proprietary connector that looks like this.
At least it looks like it's magnetic, right?
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it for the size. I hate it because I lose cables.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I have to figure out, how do I buy this Lexar cable? You know, where it's like, if I lose a type C, you know, data cable, I have a million, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I have them. I have a ton.
This is like one of those things that you partner with a Lenovo for, what, I forget the connection on top of their laptops, right?
Yeah.
Where something that could just like hook over the top and bam, it snaps on. And now you got, here's an extra 2 terabytes of storage that's super thin. And
this thing's tiny.
Either way, this thing's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just so small. So not a fan of the proprietary connector. Pricing, $230 for 5 gigs, $380 for 1 terabyte. This is USB 3.2 Gen 2, so it's not a 2x2. So 1,050 megabytes a second read, 1,000 megabytes a second write on that. Pretty cool though. I love things getting smaller and thinner. Just not the biggest fan of the proprietary connector. And then I saw this really interesting story about the MacBook Neo. So MacBook Neo came out, amazing pricing for the laptop. Like, this is like the new kind of school laptop if they're not going to do an iPad or something like that. And when it came out, we talked about great pricing for what's inside and things like that. But it looks like somebody might have found like its Achilles heel, which is the SSD lifespan test. So because there's 8 gigs of 8 gigs of unified memory that relies heavily on swap, it uses obviously part of that SSD for that. And, you know, like, they tested it and the 256 gig model, so the one that has a 256 gig SSD, could reach its endurance rating on the SSD in just 58 days. I don't know how, this is just based on like their test. This is not an actual, like, they didn't test it for 58 days, obviously, but this is based on the right levels of the drives. Yeah. So
kind of scary.
Yeah. You know, for like when they used Chrome for research, reading, communication through WhatsApp and Discord, and the MacBook Neo wrote nearly 900 gigs to its SSD in 3 hours using swap.
That seems very excessive.
Yeah. And again, that's where they got these numbers. So there's a video on it from UFD Tech that we have in here kind of talking about that. It is a concern. I don't think the MacBook Neo has been out long enough for like this to come up. But it's good that somebody kind of at least pointed it out with the, you know, the endurance levels of these drives. And again, every SSD you buy has that endurance level, right? So if it's doing all of that, all that writing, that's kind of scary. And then, I think maybe like, you know, by the end of the year, you could see some real world issues if this is actually an issue. You know what I mean?
And it becomes a bigger issue when those are components that are soldered to the motherboard. They're not removable and replaceable.
Yep. Yeah. You can't replace any of this stuff either. So it's like you have to buy a brand new one. Yeah. So kind of interesting. Check out the video. We have it linked in the article if you want to go ahead and check that out. And then our last thing, GTA 6. So GTA 6 going to come out on console first, but that could be an issue. Could be an issue for Rockstar Games. And the reason that could be an issue is that consoles are kind of hard to find right now. Pricing is very expensive. So, you know, I was just watching a video about the history of Sega Saturn the other day, which was really interesting. Oh, geez. And how, you know, back in the day, the reason to get a console was the game. Like the console would launch with like a first party game,
and you wanted to play it. Yeah.
What was like the game on PlayStation?
When it first, the original PlayStation
or any of them, like,
because
I know on
Ridge Racer.
Yeah. Like
PlayStation.
Yeah. You know, there was always like that first party title, like with obviously like with Nintendo, it was Mario, and with Sega, it was Sonic and
like a Resident Evil or something.
Yeah. Or like, you know, with the Xbox, it was Halo and Gears of War. And, you know, those are the reasons you bought the console. And then like GTA 6 coming out on console first is a reason to buy these consoles, but they're really hard to find and the prices are not good right now. Like PlayStation 5 Pro, really hard to find. And like prices.
And it just had a huge price spike too.
At some retailers, it's $1,300. And that can affect the sales of GTA 6, which is supposed to be the highest selling game of all time. You know, but if people aren't willing to buy a new console to play it or anything like that, you know, and they have a PC, why spend $1,300 on a new console to play it first? You know, so maybe this might actually push up that launch a little bit. You know what I mean?
We can hope.
Yeah, we can hope. So
that'd be cool.
It would be nice to see the GTA 6 PC launch a lot sooner than normal. But we'll see
what happens. 2 years.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. But that makes a good point. You know, like any company, they have to hit these sales. They have these sales figures in their head, and you know if there's just not enough consoles out there and people willing to spend money on a new console to play it, could be an issue. Yep. Little guy 2K in the chat said GTA 6 will never come out. It's only a dream and idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, people are like, you can bet on Kalshi and those other things, like when if it will actually come out, you know, and stuff like that. So, yeah. So yeah, we'll see. I mean, we've been saying it for years on this podcast. So we were talking about, you know, the last 11 years of the podcast, we've been talking about GTA 6 for a very long time here. You know what I mean? So, we'll see what happens there. Before we get into what's coming up next week and some other tech stuff, again, if you want to get entered to win some DDR5, this exact kit right here, just type hashtag DDR5, all caps, in the live chat, and you will be entered into that to win. And let's see here what we have coming up next week. I'm taking a look at a case from MSI. This is their Magpano 110R PZ. And it is, again, one of those aquarium style cases, comes with four included fans. And it's quite small and compact, which I think a lot of people like, but you know, you want to be able to show off your system as well. And this allows you to do that in a compact form factor. So I will be taking a look at that coming up next week. And tech things, a couple tech things. One, I ended up getting this really cool camera. This is the Insta 360 Luna Ultra. which I think is like just like a super cool little gimbal camera. My first Insta360 product, so I haven't had a ton of time to play with it yet, but I like it so far. And like, I feel like these like little gimbal cameras, like they're, I think the DJI, especially with their 4 and their 4P, are like more for professional creators. And I think they made this for like just super easy to use. Like the colors out of the box on this are good. It's really easy to use. So I've been having a lot of fun kind of playing with this and just kind of messing around with it. But it is a pretty cool little gimbal camera and might be shooting something computers content on it, but I haven't really had a chance to like test actually shooting like, you know, real world, think computer stuff on it yet. So I had a chance to take a look at that. I also signed up for like a pro version of ChatGPT.
Oh,
to like be like an assistant and stuff. And it's actually worked quite well.
Really?
Like, so for my note taking, or not notes, but like for my keeping track of reviews on Think Computers and like my daily to-do list, I always use Notion.
Yep.
But it was like a pain because I had this template for Notion that would like have the days of the week, but then each item I would have to add to the day. It was just like a process every time to like add the things. You could do recurring tasks, which was good, but then I had to add them manually to each day. It was just annoying. Yep. And it, yeah, it just wasn't great. So you can connect Notion to ChatGPT, and I told it what I wanted to do every day. Like every morning, send me a list of, you know, all of my to-dos, but also within Notion, every morning before you do that, add all the recurring tasks to today's task list. So it does that. Like it does it all. And you can connect so many things. I've connected my email to it. And it lets me know like, what are my 5 most important emails for the day on that like thing. Like it's kind of like my new assistant, and I've really been enjoying it. And I like that you can connect it to a lot of different things.
Right.
I used it to create the thumbnail for the fractal design,
case.
Here, I'll show you. I'll bring it up for you guys. So this thumbnail was, I took the picture of the case, but it created all of this for me, which was really cool too. And I just fed it like old thumbnails, and I told it, you know, this is kind of the design I want, and it kind of did everything. And it's kind of like, again, you like kind of teach it what you want it to do. And I've been really impressed with it. First time really like using AI for like that type of work and like really kind of digging in and like teaching it, not just like doing a prompt, oh, if it doesn't work, then whatever, like really teaching it kind of what I want. And I feel like it's like $20 a month. I feel like I've already got my money's worth out of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've done anything with like AI as far as like doing stuff like that.
Not like being an assistant. I don't necessarily trust it just yet. Little guy's asking if we like Linux. I mean, it's all right. I actually was using some Linux last night on a live USB trying to work on a system, but so
I haven't used Linux in
forever. It's all right in some instances. Yeah, back to AI. I've got a subscription to Claude that I use. Nice.
Reason I didn't pick Claude over ChatGPT is Claude doesn't do image generation.
Yeah. I haven't needed that, right?
Yeah.
So Claude's worked really well for me for just like research gathering and some formatting stuff that I've wanted to do. So that's
worked well. Nice. Yeah, like I said, I've really been enjoying it. It's really intuitive how it like learns, and you tell it like do this, do that, and it learns. And
yeah.
It's really cool. I'm actually really impressed. And it's the first time I've really like, I was up till like 2 a.m. just like feeding it stuff and like teaching it and like, you know, learning how to connect things and getting the whole thing with Notion to work. And now like, again, every morning, like I have a full list of like my to-dos and everything. And like, it does it. And like, you can tell it, no, format the output like this. Like I want it to look like this. Like it's really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've really, really been enjoying that. And then as far as our question of the week, you know, this week, I want to talk about, you know, we're in September now.
Yeah.
So summer is kind of over. Do you have any, you know, after summer, you know, getting into the holiday season, people usually like buy, you know, new electronics or like do a PC build. Like, do you have any big PC purchases lined up?
Nothing for the PC. But I think I mentioned it about a month and a half, 2 months ago, maybe. I bought a new laptop. And so I've been trying to like not shift everything over to it because I still use this all the time, but I've been using my laptop quite a bit. And in fact, I am having to switch video editing software because the one that I used to use, the activation servers are no longer online. They don't support it or anything. So I can't use that software. So I'm learning DaVinci Resolve now. And so I put that onto the laptop. Cause I'm bringing it with me to do some video editing while I'm on the road. Cause we're starting to travel now with my son's travel soccer team. So like last weekend I was in Kansas City for a tournament. This weekend I'll be in Iowa for a tournament, you know, yeah. We'll be in St. Louis and all this. So I've actually been I bought a new lens for my camera.
Nice.
That's a little better for sports photography. It's not quite one of their like white high-end ones, right? I'm not ready to spend $3,000 on a lens. I'd like to, but I can't bite that bullet yet, I don't think. So I've been just looking at how I can streamline all the gear that I'm bringing with me, because right now I'm bringing like a Thunderbolt NVMe like dock with, you know, and then like a SD card reader. And just like all these things, I'm trying to like streamline that because I don't like carrying around all of those items. I want to find one. So I just really need to find like some sort of a dock that can do everything I want. Kind of looking at that. But I've been really happy with this laptop, man. Like, nice. Again, it's an 8-core 16 thread Ryzen CPU, 5060 with 8 gigs, 32 gigs of RAM, terabyte SSD, a nice 3K screen with super clear and color accurate, like, lightweight, just super happy with it. So
nice. Yeah. I don't necessarily have any purchases. Like I said, I'm redoing the office here and there'll be some purchases that come with that. But beyond that, nothing new planned. And then talking about DaVinci Resolve, I've always some other creator friends made the switch from Adobe Premiere to DaVinci Resolve. And they said it's like great, but it's like always so scary to try and learn new software. Like when you have things that you had to get done.
Yeah, and I had to get a couple things done. There's a phone launch coming up in the next
tomorrow.
Couple days. Yeah. And I had to get some content done for related to that. And I had gotten some product in, some cases, and needed to get it done. So I filmed it and was going to edit on the road. And I was like, oh, let me just install my old editing software. I got it installed and it's like activate and it's like can't reach the servers. And I was like, what? I was like, oh yeah, they discontinued it. And there were some maybe workarounds. And I was like, I don't have time for workarounds. Like, I'm going to try and learn a new, and I've done, I don't know, half a dozen videos on
Resolve. Well, that's the biggest thing.
It renders so fast.
Yeah.
So now I want to try it here and see how much better it is compared to what I have.
Well, that Premiere and DaVinci Resolve, they actually use your GPU and your CPU correctly when it comes to doing the rendering and stuff like that. So you'll see that, but yeah, that's the biggest thing is like trying to learn something new, but I mean, they are decently easy to learn.
It's similar. Yeah. Like stuff's in a different location and maybe called something a little different and has a slightly different icon.
Maybe sometime I'll switch. I don't know, but I do like a Premiere. It had some issues for a while. I haven't had it. Like it used to crash.
I remember you used to have it crash all the time.
Yeah. So I haven't had that. I mean, knock on wood, like I haven't had those issues recently, but we'll see. But yeah, guys, that is essentially it. That's draw our winner here. Let's see. And
I have a feeling
it is Old Man. Old Man is our winner of the DDR5. So, Old Man, if you want to get in contact with me, I can get your info to send you this DDR5 kit. So congratulations. And of course, Old Man's like one of our regulars. I feel like that's a good win for him. So he is the winner. If I don't reach out to you, I know I can, they brought back DMs on YouTube. So I think you can DM me on YouTube, DM the Think Computers account and send me your information. I think you have to like share a video with me or something. I don't know. I was still trying to read how it worked today to get all this stuff working for the giveaway. But congratulations, man. So New DDR5. I'm sure you can throw that in one of the systems that you have. But that is essentially it for this week. Of course, we will be around. You're good for next week, Ryan?
Yeah.
So we will be back here on Tuesday. Going to be, like I said, we took some time off. I had some traveling and some things to do. So we will be back on the normal schedule for quite a while. And it is holiday season, so lots of launches and other things coming up. So definitely stay tuned for all of that. And we will see everybody next week.